Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
If Scoobal named his price, his obvious comparison is Garrett Cole, who signed for a record $324 million. And with prices up, Scherzer and Verlander each made $43 million a year, and Juan Soto $51 million, the baseline ask for Scoobal is seen as $400 million. Hence, he concluded, the Tigers and Scoobal are $250 million apart on a contract. Now, I read this and I say, first of all, this was an offer from a year ago.
Yeah.
He's about to win another Cy Young. But it also reeks to me of a leak that's done because Scott Boras is making it very clear to the Detroit Tigers and everybody else, my man's going to get paid.
Yes.
Now, what the Tigers do with this, they could say, boy, we really have no chance to re-sign him. Mm-hmm. Let's trade him. They could negotiate, but this seems
like... And
they
have an exclusive window right now to negotiate because he's under contract with them.
Correct. So do you think this leak of information changes the Tigers' thinking at all?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that, because they knew that it was going to happen. Anytime you have a Boras client, this is what occurs. Some sort of, this is what I'm hearing, even though it really should be read as, this is exactly what Scott Boras wants you to know.
Right.
Is going to be a part of the negotiation. And so how you then approach it from a Tiger standpoint is the most important thing. Right. You don't go in there and say, all right, how about $200 million? Okay, how about... $300 million. Like you go in and say, we know where you want to be. Let's figure out how we get there.
Yeah.
That's the approach that the Tigers should take. Not I'm gonna lowball you, because you can't lowball Tariq Scoobal. He's too good.
Well, it's a waste of time. Your 100%. Only chance of re-signing him before he gets to free agency is probably to offer him some absurd amount of money.
Yes. Agreed. And so to me it's straightforward. It's gonna cost you, Detroit. It is what it is. It's the curse of drafting well.
So yeah.
It just is what it is.
And here's the thing I want Met fans to understand. So I did a Rico Bronya last night about this, and I put together a trade proposal. And it's a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now. And you know all the names. Like, the names are well known. It was a lot. And the response I got from Met fans was, well, but Evan, that is way too much. Mm-hmm. Look at other comparisons. Look at the Crochet trade. Here's what people need to understand. And this is based on what you told me, and I agree with you. The Tigers don't have to trade him.
No.
And so for the only way Detroit is going to trade him is A, if they've internally decided we can't re-sign him, we're not even going to try, and then B, they got to get blown away. This isn't the White Sox. To compare it to Garrett Crochet to me is stupid, because the Tigers were in the DS last year.
Right, and they were in the postseason this year.
Yes, 2 years in a row they were in the fifth game of the ALDS. They very well could say, we want to win a championship. So the only way you are convincing the Tigers to trade him is by making them a monstrous offer. Now, there are many Met fans who are going to say, not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
1 year of control, you're crazy. I respect it. I felt that way about Soto.
Which is why I feel that he's unlikely to be traded.
Well,
because they're not going to get what they want.
Can I make you an offer?
Go ahead.
You make believe you're the Tigers.
All right. I'm the Detroit Tigers sitting on Tariq Scoobal, who wants $400 million.
Francisco Alvarez. Your catcher is Dylan Dingler. Yeah. Just saying. No, this is, dude, I'm about to give you a lot of pieces, so don't crap on my offer.
I'm just making, I mean, You said that definitively, like there was a period, not a comma.
Oh,
and so
okay, Francisco Alvarez.
That's better. See?
Comma.
See how you went up at the end instead of Francisco Alvarez. When you like go down, that means period. When you go up, Francisco Alvarez, that means there's a comma.
Okay, Francisco Alvarez.
Yep.
Comma.
Yep.
David Peterson, All-Star last year. Comma. Mm-hmm. I will give you a choice between Brandon Sproat or Jonah Tong. So one of my top prospects.
Both.
Only one. And then either Jet Williams or Carson Bench. So you get two top of the line prospects, one position player, one pitcher.
Two pitchers.
You get a major league pitcher who has the same contract status as Skubal, obviously not as good, but an all-star.
I need both of your young pitchers because I don't know if both of them are going to work out. One of them needs to. So I need both just in case. And David Peterson, I guess I can move back in the bullpen.
No. I don't think you're being fair to him.
I'm just kidding.
The guy was
joking.
An all-star last year.
Of course he was. I'm joking.
And you are trying to replace.
But he petered out as the season went on.
No,
we all know it.
1,000%. And no one's saying he's Skubal. I'm giving a major league ready team, major league players, along with the top line prospects. I got to be honest with you. I'm not going further than that. So if that's not enough.
Who was the last piece?
Either Jet Williams or Carson Bench. Both are top 100 prospects. Position players, your choice. Mm-hmm. One of the top pitching prospects, Sproat or Tong. Nolan McLean is not available, so don't bother me. And then I'm giving you two major leaguers that help you. A starting catcher in Alvarez and a good, solid, tobacco-of-the-rotation arm in David Peterson. That is a lot. And if that's not enough, by the way, I gave it my try, and right. I walk away.
Okay, how about all of that, no, and just give me Nolan McLean?
No. I'm not moving Nolan McLean.
Why?
I think he's special.
Okay. Do you want to win now?
Yeah, but I think that he gives me a chance to win now. That's my line in the sand. And I'm willing to walk away. Now, the other creative thing you could do.
So does Tariq Skubal.
But he only has 1 year left to control. That's the thing here. Like, we're not talking about Paul Skeens. And there are many Met fans who won't be even willing to give up. Like, Tommy, is that too much, or would you do that, what I offered?
I would do that.
Oh, okay.
100%. I think the Mets have to go for it next year and try to win a championship. Absolutely. And that move would put them in prime position to do that.
There you go. I was told earlier today in one of the emails I got that trade offer is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
Why? Too big?
Yeah, that I'm giving up way too much. I'm going to read these exact words to you. I usually love the show and look forward to your bitching and moaning about the Mets. You usually say exactly what's on my mind, but today I have to ask you a favor. Get your head out of your bleeping ass.
Wow.
Putting a 23-year-old Francisco Alvarez as part of a ridiculously overloaded package you suggested on your most recent RICO is easily the most absurd thing that's ever come out of your mouth, or at least your podcast and radio show. I don't know you personally. To give up a young stud catcher that should be a big part of the team's future for many years to come is inconceivable. And then he goes on and on and on. So, obviously, I've offended few, but I understand to get the best pitcher in baseball, I got to pay the piper. If you don't think that's enough, cool, I'll walk away. But Met fans, you're going to have to come to the dance with something. Otherwise, how do you expect to get the best pitcher of the sport?
It's hard with the Detroit Tigers because they're a good team. They're not a bad team.
Correct.
So, it probably is over, giving away. It's giving away too much because the Detroit Tigers want to replace and maybe find someone for their future as well.
Correct.
Tariq Skubal.
That's what my offer does.
It does, but you're also adding. I'm talking about from the disgruntled Met fan.
Yeah, yeah.
You're adding pieces you don't need to.
To get the trade done?
Yeah.
The Tigers don't need to trade him.
I know
they need an offer that makes them fit what you just said. I'm getting better in the future, and I'm giving myself a chance to win now.
But
that's
Tigers,
what my offer does.
But the Tigers also want to win now.
But that's why I included guys like Alvarez.
Okay, but Alvarez doesn't. I mean, I know he had a good season. He's been hurt a lot, and it sucks because it's not anything that's his fault.
So you don't think he has value in the trade? Fine, I'll take him out.
Of course he does. But he's been hurt a lot. But he's not like he's ready-made superstar for the Detroit Tigers.
No one's saying he is.
David Peterson is certainly not that. The two young other kids, Sproat and Tong. I guess, but we don't fully know.
So you're saying
McLean? I think we know.
You're saying the offer's not enough.
No, I'm saying it's too much. I'm saying
I'm giving up too much.
Yes.
Yes. Trying to get it. Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Maybe because I am. I think that the Detroit Tigers want to win now, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, that's why so, I included major leaguers.
So you're giving them major leaguers that they don't necessarily need?
Oh, I disagree with that. You need to you need major league pitchers, and to get an all-star pitcher, despite his horrible final month.
It's hard to call him an all-star. But I know he was, but it's hard, Tiki,
he's basically a throw-in in the trade. I'm giving him two big prospects and a major league catcher. Like, if a throw-in in a trade is an all-star, that's a pretty good throw-in.
Yeah, but doesn't it feel excessive? It almost feels like I would take that as there's something wrong with him.
No, no, so the reason this is complicated and even coming up with comparisons is like it's not a fair one is I don't think there's a comp to this. Like Corbin Burns isn't even a comp because Scooble A is going to be coming off two Cy Youngs and B, the Tigers weren't just a playoff team. They went to back-to-back winner-take-all game fives and they've got a great young core with maybe the best manager in baseball. They are there.
Right.
And they could easily say, we are not trading him. If we lose him as a free agent, we lose him as a free agent. So the only way to convince a team to do it, the Brewers were going to trade Corbin Burns. The White Sox were going to trade Garrett Crochet. Like, that was always going to happen. This team could easily say no.
They could easily just try to sign him, too.
They could easily try to sign him.
Which is probably what their plan is.
Hence why the only way you're getting a trade like this done is by making, yes, an offer that makes you uncomfortable. And yes, it's going to make Met fans feel uncomfortable. Well, guess what? How else do you expect to get a two-time Cy Young Award winner? What, by just asking nicely? By saying pretty please? It's not how it works.
But which part of it to the Met fans that have emailed you that feel like it's uncomfortable? Peterson is expendable if you have Scooble. They have
Alvarez and the two top prospects.
Okay, but prospects are prospects until they're not. You know what I mean? We don't know if Jet Williams is going to be great. Great player name. I love his name, but we don't know if he's going to be great. And as far as Terenza, catcher, I could live with that with Bellinger in center field. Like, you could have a light-hitting catcher if you improve at center field. So I don't see the negative unless Alvarez becomes the star that he was projected to
be. It's a risk.
And one of these pitchers become the next Scooble. And Scooble leaves after a year because Stearns doesn't want to sign
those
him.
Those are all risks.
That's
well,
the risk.
Well, first of all, let me get to this signing him long-term part because that obviously is a thing here. I'm not going to forget what I said to Sean about Juan Soto, and I'll say the same thing. This man's getting the free agency so we can stop the fantasies that the Mets are locking him up, just like Sean had his dumb fantasies
about
that the Yankees were locking up Soto, and I told him it's not happening. Well, I'm going to tell my fellow Met fan, they are not locking up Scooble before free agency. And we also have to understand that when you get to free agency, there is a risk. There is a risk that Scooble doesn't like New York. There's a risk that some other owner outbids Steve Cohen. It's happened. It can happen again. So we have to know, eyes wide open, that is a real risk. But you can only make this trade if you are committed to being at the big boy table to try to re-sign him. You can't be nickel and diming him because, well, he's going to be 30. He's a pitcher. If that's your thought, then don't trade for him. So those are the rules, I think, of engagement. Understand he's getting to free agency. There is absolutely a risk that he Soto's the Mets. It's an absolute risk. Mm-hmm. We have to know it. Sorry to use that as a verb, but it's an accurate one. Because it's kind of the same thing. It's a poorest client in a contract year. Like, I'm not an idiot. So it is a risk. But you can only make this deal if you are committed to going to the big boy table and offering this man well over $300 million. If you're not, don't make the trade.
Do we do our predictions now?
What's our predictions?
Where is Tyreek Skubal pitching on opening day?
Detroit Tigers. Your turn, Teague.
Detroit Tigers.
Sean?
Mets.
You think they're going to get him?
I actually do.
Will they give up more or less than what I just offered?
Close. I actually think you came up with a really fair trade proposal.
Thank you, Sean. And what about you, Tommy?
I'm going to say Mets and a slightly more than what you were offering in your fake mock trade.
So
slightly
what?
More.
Slightly more.
What's just, slightly more? Like both Chet Williams and
Carson
Bench?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, or Tong and Sproat, something like that. I know, but you don't want to give up McLean. They're going to ask, now, like Tiki did.
Now, one other idea, and I did not come up with this. This was an email I got, and I want to give the guy credit because it's a great idea. And that is the idea that the Mets use the power of the purse to take back a bad contract, to lessen what they have to give up. And one of the bad contracts that the Detroit Tigers have is a man named Javier Baez. And wouldn't it be perfect for Javier Baez to finish his story? The thumbs down man returns.
I mean, he better be good.
Honestly, if it's getting me Skubal, I don't really give a crap what he does.
I'm just saying for him, he better be good.
Hey,
otherwise, he'll get booed out of this town.
He would, but if taking back money helps lessen the load of players you have to give up, sign me up. Mm. Like, that's it. And really, the easy one is you flip a McNeil, who makes less money than Baez, so they get the better player, less years of commitment. We take on the worst player, more years of commitment, and hopefully that makes the Tigers say, screw it, let's make a deal. Let's get to some of your calls. Ross is in Bergen County. What's up, Ross?
Evan, Tiki, how's it going, guys?
All's well.
What's up?
You know, I heard you bring up Alvarez. The fact some people are hesitant to trade him is beyond me. I mean, at some point, bro, you know, you gotta stop giving him the benefit of the doubt. I'm not talking about you guys. I'm saying whoever's hesitant to trade him at this point.
Yeah.
I would go as far to say I would, you know, I'd be a little more hesitant with McLean just because of what we've seen. But I don't know how you can just look at just last year, bro, Evan. The current Mets single postseason record for most RBIs in a postseason run was not even in the starting lineup in a basically do-or-die game 161 a year later in Mark Vientos. Like, how can we give these guys long-term benefit of the doubt? I can't remember the last prospect we've had that's, you know, translated a year later. So how do we know McLean's going to be the greatest six-inch sliced bread again?
It's completely fair. Mm. It is very fair to say,
great,
Evan,
it's a good point.
You're wrapping your arms around too tightly on Nolan McLean. I admit it, I am. Mm-hmm. Sue me. I am.
No, you just want to believe that a homegrown talent's going to turn out to be exactly as advertised.
I think he was so impressive in those 8 starts, Teague, and you brought up the football mentality. I believe in him. And so because of that, I'm going to take the risk that he is that good. And if we're sitting here a year from now and he stinks or he's back in the minor leagues or he busts out, I'll take an L on it. But I'd rather take the L of him failing than him going to Detroit and becoming the next great pitcher. That would scare me. I can't do it. If Tong or Sproat does it, like, it would still suck. But I think the McLean thing would actually sting more.
And you brought it up earlier. The Mets have control for a few years over Nolan McLean. You don't think there's teams that asked for Skeens and Skubal years ago and the Tigers and Pirates held tight on that? I bet you wish glad they did.
Yeah, right? I mean, Skubal's name was brought up a lot at the trade deadline 2 years ago. Remember when the Tigers were selling? They sell Jack Flaherty to the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
And then they made the playoffs anyway. There was a thought that they were going to trade him then. And that would have been.
I don't see going to Skeens now. I don't see Pittsburgh doing, I mean, they should have done it already.
What, trade Paul Skeens?
Yeah.
So I think the Pirates, no and yes. There's still so much control of him that they could trade him tomorrow and get the greatest return maybe in the history of baseball. I think they owe it now to their fans to wait out this upcoming lockout and see what the new system looks like.
Oh, I see.
If there's a salary cap, I don't think there will be.
That's a good point.
Why not give yourself a chance to see what the lay of the land
is? Right. Don't give them away. And then after the lockout, be like, damn it, we could have just kept them because we would have been capped at what we could actually pay them.
Exactly. I think it makes no sense now. Just thinking about the whole CBA impact for the Pirates to trade him. Tigers are very different because he's a free agent. And remember the lockout from 2022. There were two layers to free agency. Layer one was right after the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Then the lockout started in December and everything froze. And then the second layer once they settled. So a guy like Tarek Skubal could sign before the lockout.
Right.
And he probably will, because Scott Boras is going to be like, screw it, I'm all waiting around.
He should, for the exact same reason.
Right.
You don't want to come out of the lockout and be like, all right, now you can only get, say, 250.
Yes. Let's go to Phil in Staten Island. Hey, Phil.
Hey, guys, how you doing? All right, first of all, Skubal, if I'm the Mets, I'm not giving him all of that for 1 year, and he's going to go free agent. You know what Boras does.
Yeah. Well, but you also give yourself, but you give yourself a chance to win a championship with a Cy Young winner, probably back-to-back Cy Youngs, and you got a chance to win for that year. So I don't want to minimize the year that you get of Skubal. You give yourself a real chance to win, don't you?
Usually that don't happen. We tried that already with two guys. Remember that. Second of all, if I'm the Tigers, I'm keeping them and running them to the ground. I want to give myself the best chance I can to win. And if he falters, then everybody will see who he is. I'm going to use this guy as much as I can.
But that's why the return on him needs to be so huge.
Mm-hmm.
Because this isn't Crochet. This isn't Chris Sale. This isn't any other trade you want to come up with. Because the Tigers, A, have a commodity that's better than any of those guys.
Right.
I mean, none of them were coming off back-to-back Cy Youngs. Even Johan Santana, when he was traded to the Mets, wasn't coming off back-to-back Cy Youngs. And you have a franchise that is saying, we could win the World Series in 2026.
Mm-hmm. What's the largest pitching contract?
Gerrit Cole.
So the one he just
did. Actually, didn't Yamamoto beat him? I think Yamamoto may have beat him with his contract.
I think you're right.
I'm trying to remember. Garrett was 9 years, 325. And Yamamoto, I think, was more years, less money per year.
Right. You got it.
Yeah. So my guess now.
Yamamoto received the largest guarantee for a
guarantee
for a pitcher in Major League Baseball history when he signed for $325 million.
So I believe that Scott Boras is going to ask for a 10-year contract at about $45 million a year. He's going to ask for 10 years, $450 million. Is he going to get that? Probably not. I think he'll settle on the 8 or 9 years. I think he's going to get $40 million a year.
Yeah.
So that's $360 million. He will end up with the biggest contract in baseball history. And you know what? Why not? I mean,
right.
No offense to everyone else. He's the best pitcher in baseball. If you're going to risk it with anybody, wouldn't you risk it with the guy who's...
I would.
Yeah.
Why not?
I would. Absolutely.
And even if he misses a year, in that however long the term is, 10 years, whatever it is, he's probably still worth it.
Here's how I would look at, is he worth it? 9-year contract. I want to look at a guy close to home. Yankee fans, get involved. Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole signed a 9-year contract after the 2019 season.
It's crazy. We're 6 into it already, right?
That's right. We are 6 years into the contract. He pitched in 5 of them. Sean Morash, was he worth it?
Yes.
Okay. That's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
going to be worth it next year, hopefully. Because he's the only addition that seems like it's happening based on what Cashman said yesterday.
I don't know what the rest of the contract's going to look like, but I will say on a 9-year deal, 2020 I'm just going to count as a full successful mm-hmm. season. I don't know how you couldn't. It's not his fault that there was a pandemic, right? So you're talking about 4 full years in which he pitched like either the best pitcher in baseball or one of the best pitchers in baseball.
And won a Cy Young.
Last year, he missed time, but he was healthy when it mattered, right?
And got to a World Series.
That's half the contract. I think if you got that from Skubal in a 9-year deal, you say, well, worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to expect that the last few years may not be very good. Brian's in Red Bank. What's up, Brian?
Hey, sorry to rain on your parade about baseball, but the Mets suck, so I'm ready to move on from that conversation.
Okay.
I want to get your prediction before I actually ask a question and make my next point. Who do you think is going to be the top prospect in terms of a head coach in the NFL next year? And Tiki, you can answer too. Obviously, this is for both of you guys.
I think it is going to be Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, it probably is. I think it definitely will be. I mean, Brian Flores, depending, because this lawsuit thing is coming to a head now. So depending on the resolution of that, I think Brian Flores is a close second.
Okay, so I agree with both of you guys. I think Cliff Kingsbury is going to be the number one prospect for a head coach going into next year. Evan, you mentioned before, and I'm a Jets fan, but I'm just calling a spade here. Even if the Giants go 6-11, 7-10, you said Daboll is safe. What if Kingsbury and the Giants find out that he absolutely loves Dart? Would you fire Daboll to bring in Kingsbury? And the same goes for the Jets. If Aaron Glenn and the Jets go 2-15 or 3-14 this year, would you fire Aaron Glenn if the Jets have the number one overall pick? and Kingsbury loves like a guy like Mendoza. Would you bring him in so he can work with him?
Here's the way I would view this, and I'm curious your answer. There are certain head coaches, like Mike Tomlin became available, where I would change all my plans and say, screw it, you're fired, I'm hiring you.
Right.
There are certain guys that do that. If I believe Aaron Glenn has a chance to be a good head coach here and I'm encouraged by the way things ended, I am not firing him based on a coordinator. Mm-hmm. If Brian Daboll does a good enough job on the final 11 weeks of the season where I feel good about his future, again, I am not firing him for a coordinator. So I understand the question, and I like Cliff Kingsbury, but I'm only interested in hiring Cliff Kingsbury if I'm interested in hiring a head coach.
Right.
So if John Harbaugh or Mike Tomlin or Sean McVay become available, you're right. I rip up my plans like this and say, sorry, Brian, got to go. Sorry, Aaron, got to go. I would not do that for Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, I think it would have to be a clean break. I don't think it's a instead of. It is. It has to be, we're firing Brian Daboll or Aaron Glenn because we don't believe that he's the right man for the job.
That's right. That's right. I think I may have ripped up something I was supposed to read. By the way, speaking of football, the Giants take on the Denver Broncos on Sunday. And Evan and Tiki, we have a player to watch. And it's sponsored by Dr. Jay Shaw at Samuel Pain Management, ELAC 825, Building Our Future, and JAG Physical Therapy. Get back the life you love. Give me a guy on Sunday.
This is easy.
Oh, it's easy? Go ahead.
We already talked about him. The player to watch is Andrew Thomas. So this, and part of this is because they just played the Jets. The Denver Broncos are the most dominant pass rush team in the NFL. They had 9 sacks in a game. Think about that. Mm. 9 in a game. And it's not just one guy, Nick Benito. It's 2 of them. Jonathan Cooper is pretty damn good from the other side as well. And so throughout the game, no matter how this thing plays itself out, Andrew Thomas is going to be on an elite pass rusher, and he's likely going to be asked to handle that guy by himself 90% of the time. And so if he holds up and Jackson Dart, to his blind side, feels comfortable to do what Jackson Dart has done in his first 3 starts, then the Giants have a chance. If not, then things are going to get ugly.
The other aspect of this game is playing in Denver. We'll talk about it coming up with a guy who's actually done it, Tiki Barber. Plus more of your calls on. We have this segment on Tuesdays, Posted and Toasted, and usually it's old tweets of our fellow FAN coworkers either saying something weird or interesting or a bad take that got colded, if you will, became bad. So we mentioned earlier about Tarek Skubal, and I said, yeah, I got this email about a great idea that they should take back Javier Baez's contract to try to entice the Tigers to trade Tarek Skubal. And I was like, that's a great idea. I was informed by Dan, who basically works for the show, that one of our coworkers had that idea 1.5 years ago.
Wow.
And showed me the link to the WFAN webpage where, yes, Sal Licata said, hey, the Mets should take back Baez's deal to try to get Skubal. So I played a little trick on Sal. I texted him and said, hey, Sal, I got a great idea. The Mets should take back Baez's contract to get Skubal. And his answer was, I love it. That's a great idea.
No biggie.
So then I came clean and said, to your credit, this is your idea. And I showed him the link from 1.5 years ago.
This is a tweet?
Yes. Yeah.
Does he tweet a lot?
Oh, no. In fairness, let me correct myself. It wasn't a tweet from him.
Oh, I see.
It was an opinion he gave on the radio station that WFAN tweeted out.
So they put it out.
So I told him that because I'm a fair guy. I always bust everyone's balls with wrong opinions. This is a good one. And his answer was, LOL, I totally forgot about that.
I wonder what the context that he said it was in. Because, I mean, he must not have been focused on it. It was one of a stream of thoughts.
Well, I think it goes back to July of last year when the Tigers were selling. And there was a thought to them trading Skubal. Mm. And I think Sal was using the brain that we have to use with Steve Cohen as owner, which is, hey, can they lessen what they give up by taking on a bad contract?
Right, which they do.
Which they do, and which they can do. So, yeah, it was Sal's idea. So anybody that thinks it's a good idea, we have to give the originator credit, even though he forgot it was his idea. So is it really his idea if he forgot it was his idea?
Yeah, I think his takes are always very good.
Okay.
So, you know, he's got so many of them then.
Fair enough. You know what Sean did to Sal last night?
What's that?
This is pretty effed up. I didn't like this. Are you ready? Sean texts Sal Licata, and he put me on the chain, too, for this. He says, hey, guys, are you watching the Rangers by chance?
Okay.
Sal says, no. What did I miss? Sean's response, well, it's between periods. And we got to be fair, Sal. Bill Pito is really good at this job.
Get out!
Because Bill Pito won a New York Emmy over Sal like five straight years. So he ropes him in just to tell him.
That is so dirty, Sean.
Why'd you do that?
Honestly, man, I was having a good time on my couch. I just
why? Because the Rangers, did they win?
No.
No. They did get a point. They lost it overtime. But honestly, I had mentioned this to Evan off the air. I said, you know, the Rangers season starting, and you've seen a lot more Bill Pito. And I said, all kidding aside, we know we make fun of Sal. Bill Pito does a great job. And then yesterday he came to me. I was just watching him. I go, let me see if Sal's watching.
Wow.
I know.
You're evil.
And just for the record, because
is he beat up about it?
Sal?
Yeah.
I don't think really.
Okay.
I think he bothers
so
him.
Not that bad. Then.
Yeah, I don't think it's the end of the world.
If it's a guy in the street coming up to him telling him Pito's better, it's different. I would think he knows I'm having fun
with it. I think he's all right with it. But I do want to inform you, because you asked it, and I'm sure that a lot of people in the audience would like to know, the Devils won last night. The Islanders won last night against Edmonton. They're apparently good. And the Devils beat the Panthers. They're good. The Rangers got a point, but they lost to the Toronto Maple Leafs. So the New York Rangers spoiled the perfect local hockey night. Good job, boys.
Got a point.
Good for you.
Scored a goal.
Yeah, I'm very happy for you.
Yeah, they can do that on the road.
Fair point.
As long as they're away from the garden, it's okay. Let's go to Kendrick in Suffern. What's up, Kendrick?
What's up, Kendrick?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm sorry about the other day. I guess I went through a dead zone.
That's all right.
I wanted to get to this this point with Tiki this week. You know, last year, literally around this time, we were coming back from London with an opportunity to play for first place, and now we're playing for the first pick. And I don't know if there's ever been an out-of-touch decision by an owner in New York sports since that that decision. Not to say that Sala was the greatest, but when you look at the 180 this organization has made from there, it's just wild. And I have a question for you, Tiki, in regards to the football on the field. You know, I think it would be a great segment for you, just a suggestion for the show, because I love this type of conversation, is, you know, what are they doing? And that's what I'm talking about, Tiki Barber, like highlighting the worst, dumbest play of the weekend and the best play. Because I'm watching the Jets, and there's too many what are they doing moments. And for me, I have to continue to highlight Steve Wilks, because, you know, the OC had a brutal day last week. But he's learning somewhat on the job. It's no excuse when you have that title in the NFL, but it's inexperienced. Steve Wilks has been a head coach and a DC for a while now.
Yes.
And when I watched that game in London, you know, the first series were off a fumble recovery. The second one, we had a great kickoff return, and we scored 6 points. Meanwhile, the defense gives up 3rd-and-16, 3rd-and-20 every time down the field. So to me, it's like, we don't seize opportunities to stop the bleeding on defense, and we don't seize opportunities on offense to spin the end zone. So my question to you, Tiki, is, you know, Steve Wilks, I don't know what player has ever gotten better under him. You know, a lot of these guys were solid developed. And I have a question then for you as a player. You know, do you look at opportunity to get better under these coaches when you're deciding for free agency, when you're coming out of the draft and all this stuff? Because we're talking about draft picks.
Yeah.
But if we don't have a developmental system in place, these guys aren't going to get better. Aaron Glenn developed players in Detroit. Ben Johnson developed players in Detroit. Those picks were great picks, but they were developed. So at what point do we have to highlight the coaching staff and say, what are we doing to get better?
Well, I think there's a couple. It's good questions there, Kendrick. But I think the first thing in free agency is money. It's always going to be money when you're deciding where you're going to go next. If the money is similar, I think what becomes more important is we have a chance to win. Right? Are you going to go? Let's just say the money's similar. You're a free agent. You're going to go to Dallas or you're going to go to the Jets. Which one are you going to?
You're going to go to Dallas.
You're going to go to Dallas. Yeah. I think it's down the list. What's their scheme? Because if they're coming after you with aggression, then you probably fit what they want to do. So they're likely to put you in a position to succeed. I think it's down the list.
Is Steve Wilks a good defensive coordinator?
The defensive coordinator's scheme is going to make me better.
Is he any good? He got fired in San Francisco.
I mean, his record says no.
But, well, that's the concern. And the results so far this year, they don't look good either. This looks like a bad hire by Aaron Glenn.
It
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Does, but there's also, they're missing talent. Quincy Williams is out. Tony Adams is not a good safety. Andre Sisco has not played well.
Brandon Stevens, not a good corner.
Brandon Stevens has not lived up to the free agent hype. And so I don't know yet whether or not it's personnel or if it's scheme. Because they're in position a lot of times. They miss tackles.
Yeah.
Or they don't break up passes that are intended tight, good coverage. Just don't break up the pass. So I don't know how a coach can make guys who can't perform better. That makes sense.
No, I remember you saying that about Zach.
Right.
You know, the schemes may be great or the play calling may be great.
Right.
If he can't execute, it ain't going to work.
100%.
It's the Giants drive of the game brought to you by New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic and Safety. One of the challenges the New York Giants are going to have is something I still can't even understand, and that is playing football in the mile-high environment of Denver. I've actually never been to Denver. It's a city I'd love to go to, but even walking around Denver would probably not tell me what it's like to play. So what are the challenges that the Giants are facing playing in that kind of environment?
So when you're higher altitude, your body just has to work harder to process the same amount of oxygen. So your body needs a certain amount of oxygen. Your VO2 max, all that stuff is affected by the altitude. And so when you're not used to it, you just work harder to do the same amount of work. And how your body recovers is the challenge. I mean, like immediate recovery, not the I need to sit for a day or relax and get a massage kind of. I'm talking about immediate recovery. How does your body do that? And the challenge for me whenever I played there was the hydration was impossible. I always felt dehydrated. And that doesn't affect you until you start cramping.
Right.
It's like, how is it 65 degrees and I'm cramping? And so your performance changes. And so I think the substitution patterns have to be very closely monitored. Now, the beauty is the technology that they have these days to measure that is so much greater than it was when I was playing. It was literally a pee test when I was playing.
Right.
Is your pee clear? Is it or is it bright yellow? If it's bright yellow, you got a problem. So now they can measure the level of sweat and the work that they put in via, you know, software and hardware that these guys wear. So it's different and it's easier, but it's still hard. I think the biggest issue, though, is that this team is just good, right? When you're playing a good team on the road, a team that doesn't have a lot of weaknesses defensively, you have to be dead on with your execution. And any mistakes are going to get capitalized on. So it's part environment, but I think the bigger challenge in Denver is that the Denver Broncos have a really good, almost great defense.
Off of the altitude stuff, it's worth noting, Jackson Dart is a rookie, grew up and played high school football in Utah, and his high school was only 650 feet shorter than Mile High Stadium.
Nice.
That is some research.
He hasn't trained in that, though.
Oh.
Well, he spent his whole high school career training
it. It doesn't matter, though. That was years ago.
Tiki just told you to shut up.
Okay, all right. I was just
he was in Mississippi, basically at or below sea level.
You know what's so sad? What's so sad is Sean had puppy dog eyes. Like, oh, I got a point.
Because it's a cool fact. He grew up in the altitude.
I'm about to put you over. Don't worry.
All right.
He is so excited. I got something. I'm going to add to that. I did my research. Talking Giants. One giant step. I'm the giant guy. I'm so pumped up. And he adds it. And he's excited. As he says it, I can feel it. He's excited. The audience can feel it. And then Tiki Barber looks at him and basically just slaps it away.
He did.
Like, that's stupid.
I got depleted. I thought I added something to the conversation.
You know what? A year ago or 2 years ago, I ran a marathon. Could I do it today?
Touche. I'm just going to eat my protein bar.
Did you use that factoid on one of your giant podcasts?
No, I was angry, and that's why I wanted to get it in here. I never got to it in either of my podcasts.
Oh, nice.
So as you guys are talking about altitude, I go, oh, I have this nugget I still haven't used.
But, Evan, didn't he sound like the little kid in Jerry Maguire? The human head weighs 500 pounds. So I almost like felt bad for him there. Like, Tiki just slapping him. Like, he was so excited.
I felt bad for him, but Tiki is, he's cold-blooded sometimes.
And you do two podcasts, and you can't find time for that little... Isn't that what a podcast is, to get in the weeds?
To be fair.
It's an interesting nugget. It's irrelevant.
Look, I love everybody I work with. I work with two windbags on those podcasts. They take all the oxygen out of the room. I can't get a word in.
Oh, so it's like you're training in high altitude.
Exactly.
Which of your co-hosts do you like more? I forget their names, by the way.
Justin or Bryce? I like Bryce more because I can kind of put him in his place.
Because he's junior to you, that's why.
Yeah, it's like I'm Soto joining Lindor's team. You know, Soto, Justin's Lindor. I got to know my place.
I got you.
I'm just kidding. I like them all.
What a wuss. Anthony's in Mineola. What's up, Anthony?
What's up, guys? How's everybody doing?
All's good, dude.
Good, man.
All right, Evan. So they gave Tiki a suggestion for his for him to start like his own segment. I'm going to give you a segment for you to start. Ready?
Oh, boy.
It's called Delusional Met Fans Who Email Me Delusional Statements. Since when in the world when is Francisco Alvarez a stud catcher? He literally just got outplayed by a guy they got off the scrap heap from the Yankees, who's a finalist for the Gold Glove. And this is my biggest issue with our fan base. I would trade everyone you mentioned except for Benji.
Carson Benji.
Yeah, whatever. I would trade Sproat. I'd trade Tong. You're talking about the best player in baseball who probably has another 5 to 6 years of dominance.
Yeah.
The fan base has to stop. They have to stop. The last thing's Millage, the Alex Ochoa.
Well said.
Nice one.
I want to be fair to Francisco Alvarez. He is a 23-year-old catcher.
Yeah.
Who had a nearly 800 OPS year. He is a good young player. There are still questions about him. Mm-hmm. He needs to prove he can stay healthy. There needs to be more consistency.
Right. It's consistency. The biggest thing is consistency.
And health. Consistency and
availability.
And health.
Right, 100%.
But he's 23. And so what we should all agree on, even if you don't want to trade him, do want to trade him, let's just agree, that's a valuable asset. That's not someone I want to trade.
Mm-hmm.
But I also understand in this world, you got to give up something. You got to. See, the football trade thing is so funny to me because we're going to talk about Jalen Waddle. We're going to talk about wide receivers. The offers are going to be things that don't exist. They're called draft picks. Mm-hmm. They don't exist.
Right.
It's like
ideas.
Yeah, like when the Knicks traded for Mikal Bridges. Like, how angry can you really get when you're talking about ideas? We don't know who these players are. Yeah. When real humans are involved, especially humans that you watched, you grow this attachment to them, mm-hmm. and it makes it more difficult to make a trade.
Yeah, he's mine. Francisco Alvarez is my guy. And when he develops, when he's 26 years old, into a great player, I want him to be my guy.
And there is a risk, by the way, that he will.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the
somewhere else.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the difficult part of making trades.
Like, you go to sleep at night knowing, oh, my God, that guy could be a superstar. This could turn out to be an all-time bad trade.
Well, unless what you get for him is so important to your team and helps you right away that you not forget about it, but you're okay with it.
Correct. Like, if that guy is so good, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, in this case, if you get Tariq Skubal and he's so good, you don't care that you gave and helps you win the East and get into the NLCS, then you don't care that every Sproat and Tong and Alvarez and whoever else you decide to give up are gone because he did exactly what you brought him here to do.
Yeah, I think it's easier to swallow.
Yes.
I wouldn't say you don't care because you're still like, oh my God, I could have had that too.
Not if you win.
Yeah, but then the pivot will be, but he was a free agent. You could have waited a year, which I had the opinion of with Soto and I don't with Skubal. I'll explain the difference. It's pretty easy. When the Mets were in position to trade for Soto, I didn't think they were close.
Mm-hmm.
And so giving up all of those assets for 1 year felt like kind of a mistake.
Yeah.
The Mets, despite the collapse, feel like a contender.
Well, they were good starting pitching away from being a contender.
So that's why I would be more aggressive in doing it. It's very similar to the Yankees 2 years ago when they traded for Soto. I thought it made great sense for the Yankees. I didn't think it would have made sense for the Mets. I just think they were in different situations. Peter's in the great state of New Jersey. What's up, Peter?
Hey, Pete.
What's going on, guys? Love you. I called earlier this week before the Giants made some space with money. Peek, I had asked you if you thought they were going to make a trade. You said yes. My question to you, a four-part question, but do you think that they make a move before the next Eagle game? Do you think that if they win or lose in Denver, impacts the move?
That's next week. Then.
Right.
Yes, I do. The short answer. If they win in Denver and this momentum that they've started in the Jackson Dart era is feels strong and real, and they're they'd be 3-4, right? 3-4 at that point, then all of a sudden in your mind you're saying, yeah, we can compete. We can get on top of the division, depending on what happens to the other teams in the division this week.
Keep in mind, November 4th is the NFL trade deadline. There are three more Sundays
Didn't
of
they
football.
Move it back?
To that, it used to be in October.
Oh, all right, that's right.
So they've got three more games to play before the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. At Denver, at Philadelphia, home against San Francisco. My opinion on this subject is
make a move.
I don't think the move should matter based on if you win or lose. Right. I think you should be looking for a receiver that can help you now to help grow Jackson Dart and help you next year.
I think that's the biggest thing. It can only be someone who you don't have a contract issue with.
Correct.
That is going to, I don't know, complicate the roster build because you have to also sign him.
You need to be okay with the trade if you're 2-7. Right, because there's a really good chance. I don't mean to be a jerk here, but they are going to be underdogs in all these games. There's a really good chance the Giants are 2-7.
That's a good way to put it.
Are you okay making the trade at 2-7?
That's a good way to put it.
Thank you. If the answer is yes, very smart. If you're like, no, we need to be better, well, then that's not the right trade for you. Because as of right now, and things can change, it's football, it's crazy, they're not a playoff contender.
Mm-mm.
Speaking of football, I got a factoid for you. And I heard this factoid not on the NFL Network. Not on Sirius NFL radio, not even on the midday show, or Keith McPherson, or Big Mac, or the morning show. You know where I heard it?
Where?
Al Dukes.
Al Dukes.
Are you ready? And I love this factoid. And by the way, I do hold out judgment that it's possible those other shows mention this.
Okay.
But whatever. I heard it on Al Dukes' show.
Let's hear it.
We are about to witness NFL history on Sunday. We're about to see a matchup at the quarterback position that we have not seen in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
What am I talking about? Look it up just to confirm I have the right date.
Hmm. My lean would be something age-related, but we just saw the two.
Not age! Nope!
So, let me think.
Are you ready?
These guys played against each other in high school.
Nope. We are about to witness something in the NFL that we have not seen in 19 years, okay? A matchup of quarterbacks. You say age, not age. Played against each other, nope. And I'll give you this last hint before I tell you. It really matters to me, personally and selfishly. I have a connection to it.
Hmm. They were both prospects in the Mets minor league?
Nothing to do with the Mets.
I have no idea.
They are both left-handed quarterbacks. We are witnessing this Sunday two lefties face each other. Dylan Gabriel is a lefty. Tua is a lefty. Now, what's crazy is that Tua also has Michael Penix Jr. on his schedule later this year. So this is going to happen again, barring injury. The last time two left-handed quarterbacks faced each other was September 17th, 2006. Who were the two quarterbacks?
Michael Vick.
Michael Vick is correct, and I know that's the put it in the coffer. Michael Vick was one of them.
Michael Vick in 2006. Oh. Hold on. I can get this.
This also means a lot to me. I have a connection to this as well. Because I'm still angry at him.
You're still angry at him? I'm lost. I can't get it.
Can't think of it. Who did Michael Vick face?
In 2006.
That's right.
So I'm still in the league. So.
You're still in the league. Boomer, left-handed quarterback. No, one of the reasons I love him, obviously not Boomer.
Boomer Esiason.
It is not Boomer. Who is the left-handed quarterback that Michael Vick faced in the last all left-handed quarterback starting matchup? Boy, I stumped you guys.
Yeah, I'm stumped.
All right, I'll give you the hint to put it away.
Is it? I don't know.
If you're going to say it, just say it.
All right, I don't know if this guy's a lefty. Is it Brunel?
It is not Mark Brunel. I'm
trying to think of random Jet guys.
Don't think of a random Jet guy. Think of all of us sitting at a Yankees game. Mm. Think of all of us sitting at a Yankees-Mets game. Think of all of us getting yelled, or I was yelled at, and Tommy was yelled at, by an angry, drunk Yankee fan. Chris Sims.
Wow. I don't think I realized he was lefty.
I did not know he was lefty. Are you sure he's lefty?
He's lefty.
Yes, he's
lefty.
Now
that Evan brought it up, I remember.
I can't envision him. He played with my brother. I should be able to. I can't envision him throwing a football.
You know what you're going to do?
As bizarre as that sounds.
Text your brother, right? I've never asked you to text your brother. Text your brother. When was the last time we had an all left-handed quarterback matchup? I mean, the guy played in the game. I'm curious if he would know. Like, you would think he'd answer right away. Like, oh, yeah. Because here's the other thing I wonder about. I'm a lefty, by the way, for anyone who's like, why was that close to you? I'm a lefty.
By the way, you said that, and I kept thinking redheaded quarterback.
I'm sure you did. Andy Dalton versus who? Does it change things when you see the ball coming out of a left-handed hand? Because it is so weird how in baseball, lefty pitchers popular, lefty shooters in basketball popular, but lefty quarterbacks, it's like you never see it.
I never played with one, not in college, not in the NFL. I'm trying to think in the Pro Bowl, maybe. Yeah, Vic was definitely, wait, was he? Yeah, Vic was in the Pro Bowl because he taught my kids how to throw a football.
So he even taught your kids and you forgot that part of it.
I did forget
that part.
He taught
with his left hand.
That was my last Pro Bowl.
I don't know the last there was a Falcon game on primetime recently. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. They were just on Monday night.
Right.
It was on Monday night. Whoever, one of the commentators had an anecdote about, I think it was Drake London, saying how they had to teach themselves how the ball comes
out.
It's
got to be different, bro.
There's something about the rotation of the ball.
That's why I would be curious with Rondé. Like, that had to be a thing. Like, it's so different. We as viewers, it feels different watching left-handed quarterbacks. But the thing I can't get over is
he
that.
He said no idea.
Really?
I said you played in the blinking game.
Yeah, curse him, curse at him.
I did.
You played in the game. But it's so weird how rare it is.
It is.
Like, dude, in baseball, it's like so caught. Lefty. Even in basketball, you notice the lefty shooters. Yet the NFL quarterback is so rarely a lefty.
Vic was the Falcons in?
Say it one more time.
Was he the Falcons?
He was a Falcon, yes. Yeah, it was before he went to prison, as Jonathan Gannon reminded us the other day with that comment.
I know.
Yeah. So it was Michael Vick versus Chris Sims, and coming up this Sunday in a weather game, because I think the weather's supposed to be very bad too, Dylan Gabriel, lefty, versus Tua, lefty. And the crazy part is, like I mentioned, Tua faces Michael Penix Jr. Right. later this year. So we went almost 20 years
now
without a lefty
twice.
Matchup, and we're going to get it twice. Sean's got a Cinco de 5-0 coming up. We'll get back to your calls. More focus on what the Jets have to do to beat the Panthers, what the Giants have to do to beat the Denver Broncos. And one question from the mayoral debate causing major waves.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.